It's Good Hope FM News.
Zimbabwe's governing ZANU-PF party has confirmed that Emmerson Mnangagwa will be sworn in as interim president this afternoon after Robert Mugabe stepped down yesterday. Mugabe fired Mnangagwa earlier this month. Mnangagwa's dismissal on November the 6th triggered a military takeover. Meanwhile, EFF National Chairperson Advocate Dalia Mpofu says the continent can expect economic change following Mugabe's resignation.
Yeah, already there's a growing voice internationally that is saying we need a new economic outlook. And I'm making a prediction that some of the changes you are seeing in Zimbabwe, some of the changes that you are witnessing here, which might not yet be visible, are going to be a huge part of that thinking.
Former Eskom CEO Brian Molefe says he's not aware of any Gupta-owned company being found to have done any wrong activities in their business dealings and in findings against them by the state. Molefe is one of the key witnesses called to give testimony before the Public Enterprises Committee of the National Assembly. He says if there's any wrongdoing on the side of the Guptas, the responsibility lies with those who claim such to follow the correct procedures.
They have a right to be heard before you blacklist them. I'm not aware that the Guptas or any of their companies have been blacklisted or that they've been found guilty of a crime in South Africa.
Two suspects alleged to be part of a syndicate issuing illegal vehicle roadworthy certificates in the Western Cape are expected to appear in the Friedenberg Magistrates Court today. The Hawks arrested the men yesterday during a sting operation. The first suspect was arrested at a house in Rylands, while the other was nabbed at a vehicle testing centre in Athlone Industria. The men faced charges of fraud and corruption. U.S. actor and singer David Cassidy, who was idolized by many young people in the 1970s, has died at the age of 67. He was being treated in hospital in Florida after suffering organ failure. Peter Bowes reports.
David Cassidy had been ill for some time. Earlier this year, he announced that he was ending his 50-year career. He said he was suffering from memory loss and arthritis, which made performing difficult. He became an overnight sensation as the star of The Partridge Family, the 1970s sitcom about a mother and five children who formed a rock and roll band. David Cassidy went on to a hugely successful solo career with legions of fans around the world. According to his publicist, the singer died surrounded by those he loved, with joy in his heart and free from the pain that had gripped him for so long.
The rand is trading at 13.97 rand to the dollar, 18.52 rand to the pound, and 16.40 rand to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,280 a fine ounce, and the price of Brent crude oil is at $63 a barrel. For Good Hope FM News, I'm Sandra Rosenberg.